It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
To the last two that I didn't get an opportunity to discuss on last week. Because if you look at the B clause of verse 10, he says that the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise God. And when you look at that, he uses that word that twice. Yeah. Praise God, that they may have life. Now, when you go back and look at that, I wonder why would he may have life, and that then that they might have it, talking about life again, more abundantly. So, and doing some research, we look at this. Praise God, and we see that first that is talking about abiding life. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, that there is such a thing as abiding life. In other words, that's enduring life. That's lasting life. And this thief that comes, praise God, he comes to steal your joy. He's come to kill. He comes to destroy. But he said that I am come that they might have life. And let's just stop at that. He's talking about abiding life. Praise God. You see, abiding life is that life that sinners, amen, can have. Praise God. Can I say that again? The abiding life is the life that sinners can, in fact, have. And then he goes on and said that, and that they might have it, talking about life, having it more abundantly. So he talks about the abundant life. So that's my third point. But let me just finish, praise God, about this abiding life. You see, men already have life. I'm talking about earthly life. They have physical life. They have temporal life. So this is not what he's trying to tell us that he came for. Praise God. You see, this is the life that he came to give is, praise God, his life. And let me see, can I make it plain for you? He came to give his life. I want you to put up there Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. And look what Paul writes to that Colossian church. Paul said that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now, you know the only way that you're going to appear with him in glory is that you have an abiding life, that you have a lasting life, that you have everlasting life. Praise God. So that's why I say sinners can have abiding life, praise God, but only saints are going to have an abundant life. Amen. I'm going to get to that later, but I got to throw that out there. Praise God. And because I got to tell you what abundant life really is. Yeah, a lot of people think that abundant life is that I got an abundance of stuff. I got a whole lot of junk. No, that's not what it is. So, but we'll get to that when we get there. Praise God. So he came to give us life. And because God is, in fact, life, the life that he came to give is, in fact, God's life. Yes. Amen. Amen. Because it is God's life, guess what? It's eternal life. Yes. Amen. I'm going to straighten it out here. You see, It's no wonder that the Apostle Paul writes at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Everybody here, praise God. I know everybody here heard it. Some of y'all know it by heart. You can quote it frontwards and backwards. Galatians chapter 2, 20. Everybody know what that is. Paul said that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. He said, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And he said that the life, praise God, which I now live in the flesh, I live, praise God, by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, can I break that down, praise God, and make it a little bit more plainer for us? You know what Paul is saying when Paul talks about, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. What Paul is telling us, praise God, is that that the life that you see in Paul, that's that old life. That's not him anymore. How many of y'all have had that Paul experience? Amen. I've had that Paul experience. You see the Martin that you see?
Yeah.
Amen. This is not, that you don't see, that's not the old Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise God. Can I tell y'all why? Can I tell you why real quick? The old Martin, praise God, would say, praise God, if you would tell the old Martin and say something to the old Martin, amen, that was sort of inappropriate. The old Martin, praise God, you know what old Martin would do? Old Martin will give you a piece of his mind and would not mind giving it to you. I'm just trying to tell you like it is. Amen. The old Martin, praise God, if you were to slap the old Martin on one cheek, can I tell you what's going to happen? The old Martin would not turn and allow you to slap him on the other cheek. Amen. The old Martin will probably go upside your head. I might as well tell the truth. Praise God. And things will get ugly real quick. So Paul is saying, I am crucified with Christ. In other words, the old Paul, he is dead. I'm talking about that Paul that was able to go on his road to Damascus and was planning on rounding up all of those people of the way. Praise God, and was going to take them, bring them back, praise God, chained up, bound up. He didn't care whether or not they were children. He didn't care whether or not they were women. He didn't care whether or not they were men. The old Paul would have done that. But what Paul is saying, that the Paul that you see now, praise God, I'm no longer, praise God, a part of that. And I've fallen in that same vein with Paul. Praise God. And there ought to be a whole bunch of us out there, praise God, who have been crucified. Praise God. We have allowed the old man to be crucified. And see, and that is because we are now allowing God to live on the inside of us. Amen. And when he lives on the inside of us, guess what? We have victory.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. A songwriter sings a song, writes a song that says, victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, victory, victory shall be mine. See, a person who does not have an abiding life, person that does not have God living on the inside of them, can't sing a song like that. Praise God. And I'm talking about sing it with some meaning. They can call out the words, but they can't sing a song like that with meaning, because if God lives on the inside of us, praise God, I'm talking about that life that he came to give, his life, our lives are going to be changed. Amen. There are going to be some things that we're not going to do like we used to do. Amen. I might as well say it. I see the three oldest people in here today, Sister Buckner, Deacon Green, and Deacon Robinson. Praise God. They all have crossed over the 90-year mark in their lives. Praise God. And I'm almost 100% sure, praise God, they will let you know, praise God, there are some things that they just don't do anymore. Amen. And somebody said, well, they can't do it now because they're just too old to do it. No, that's not true. Can I tell you that? That's not true. You never get too old to lie. You never get too old to steal, to stop stealing. You see, they are just as vulnerable today to steal today as they did when they were 20 years old. But the reason why they don't is because they got God living on the inside of them, and they now have the victory. Amen. Can I say this? Thank you, Holy Ghost, because I wasn't going to say this. That's why I sat down and people said, I can't stop because I've gotten, it's a habit of mine. No.